Review. Have I failed as a prophet? Most of those I spoke to did not take warning. Was this failure? Did not God warn Isaiah that he must prophesy until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste, and the Lord removes peoples far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land? And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. Isaiah was just one of a line of prophets, and I have been the last in that line. I am the one who has seen the cities laid waste, and the land made into a desolate waste. I have seen the burning again of the remnant, as Ishmael killed so many of the few who had remained. Yet still I know that the holy seed will come, the branch from David, the king who will rule. But now I know with certainty that I will not see it until God's promise of resurrection is fulfilled. In the meantime, I am not to be the last prophet. Away in Babylon, I know that Daniel and others are reporting the words of Yahweh to Jews and Chaldeans alike. Not only so, but sometime the great prophet like Moses must come. God's people and God's kingdom are not finished. Rather, one chapter has finished, and a new chapter will begin when the 70 years of captivity ends. I have watched so many people abandon God's way, and come perilously close to doing so myself, yet God has never let me go. He never lets anybody go without a struggle, but he never forces anyone either. I have known so many who have heard God's word, considered it, even toyed with the idea of following it, but then turned away. It was as if they were about to go through a doorway into a better place when suddenly they heard a cry from behind offering them something they could not resist, or they realized that there were things they could not carry with them through the gate. So they turned aside and never entered. Others, and what a frighteningly small number there have been, saw the doorway and rushed through it with a smile on their face, never looking back. They threw away their baggage outside the door and hurried on through, happy to go on without it. But now my work in Judah is over. The nation is gone. Death has taken many, and many have gone into captivity. The captives will return after 70 years, as God promised. Through God's grace, a small remnant remained in the land, but now that remnant has rejected God's command and left. We will never return.